Hi, I'm trying to reach Peter Kopp, please.
One moment, please. Peter?
Hi, Peter. My name's Jeffrey Hill. Sorry to bother you, but I was just reading some stuff on the internet about you. About how you were near the Pentagon on the road on 9/11.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, I'm sure you must know about all the conspiracy theories out there about...
Yeah. Did a whole thing with a guy that was doing a documentary and all that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering, like, did you see the plane hit with your own eyes?
Yeah. I was sitting on top of the bridge, watched the whole thing.
Did you happen to see it hit any light poles on its way in? Yeah.
We were basically just screaming at the top of the lungs, as the thing was whizzing by us. But I distinctly remember it was so weird because I was talking to my wife on the phone, and she was telling me about what had just happened up in New York.
Oh, yeah.
We're just sitting in traffic like any other day going to work. And I was on the phone to her, and we both heard this. Look, and it's literally, it's like seeing an elephant, you know what I mean, in your bathroom.
Yeah, like it's just so
mystical. American Airlines, and the reason I remember, I got a very good friend of mine, she flies for American, and it was like, the thought was one and the same, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, one of Gina's on this flight, you know, and then just watching the thing, and just going, what the, just screaming in the car going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I can imagine. It's like something out of a action movie or something you'd never expect in reality, I guess.
Right. It was really bizarre. I mean, really, really bizarre.
But, I mean, yeah, it seems like it doesn't matter how many people say they saw the plane hit, it somehow these guys can turn it into they were deceived or they're liars or they're agents. You're probably called an agent because you work for USA Today.
Yeah, right.
And no matter what, like, they say the plane flew over the Pentagon, and I mean, I've never been to Washington or anything. I've only seen the area. Like,
I can tell you without a even sliver of doubt that what I saw is what I saw, man. Believe me.
Yeah, and like, say...
It was wild. You know how they say some of your senses shut down when you see something totally freaky?
Yeah.
You know, we're watching it, and we watch it go into the Pentagon and explode. But it's like my hearing went out the door for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't hear anything for like 15 seconds or so. I think I was just like overloaded, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would imagine like most people, if they saw something like that, it would probably just kind of freeze up in the moment or something.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bizarre, but, you know, and then it was just total bedlam, of course, on the road. Some people were jumping. Getting out of their cars, and some people were trying to turn their car around, go the other way on the ramp. I mean, it was just bizarre.
It seems like the focus is on whether the plane came in north of the Sitgo or south of the Sitgo. And if, you know, I guess some people, like, I don't know, 10 years later or something or whatever, how long they talked to him, I mean, to me it seems like an insignificant detail, and I don't think anybody was focusing on whether the plane was over there or over here. They're more focused on, there's this big damn Boeing 757 flying, and I see it hit the Pentagon, but I wasn't, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It just seems...
I mean, I was in pretty dead right there in front of it. I mean, if you look at a map where the exit ramp, I was sitting at the highest part of the exit ramp, just kind of looking down at the, you know, because USA Today is not too far from there. It was just a little turn off and you go down. But, I mean, we had pretty clear vision.
So there was no trees blocking your view of the Pentagon or anything? Like they say, this Joel Schumer, he couldn't have seen it or something because the trees would have blocked his view? Or?
No, it's not like there's a bunch of freaking forest there. it's just a couple of roads and then, bam, there's the Pentagon. And it's not, you know.
Yeah, Yeah.
It wasn't hidden by vegetation or anything, no.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I've heard all the crap, too, but, you know, it's just, I don't even know why they bother with that. It's, good Lord, it was right there.
Yeah, well, it seems that there's people out there that believe their story and their video, and I don't know, I don't know how to try and say these guys are liars, man. They're either lying or they're just so confused.
You know, everybody loves a good yarn, I guess, I don't know. But, yeah, I saw what I saw. It was definitely an airplane.
And it definitely hit the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't fly.
Listen,
yeah.
right after it hit, in the confusion that ensued afterwards, I told my carpool buddy, I said, go. We were just kind of weaving in between stopped cars and shit, and we literally drove past, you know, the wreckage still on parts and pieces on the road and shit, and could see the part of the fuselage in the freaking Pentagon. I mean, it was crazy. It was an imagination. Believe me, there was no imagination about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just want to be able to talk to people myself and see what they have to say, because there's so much confusion out there. It's just, you can't believe what those guys say. It seems like they're just kind of trying to cause confusion or something.
Yeah, I don't know what their motive is, but I saw what I saw. There was no mistaking it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, thank you for talking to me, sir.
Sure.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.